The Ministry of Health's Senior Deputy Director of Medical Services, Shahnaz Sharif, tells VOA that although there is an increase in the number of cases of Rift Valley fever being reported in different parts of Kenya, there are fewer and fewer recent infections.
A case may have occurred, let's say, in December or January, but they are reported to us this week. So occasionally what happens is the numbers increase because communication has improved, so they send us the report. But the cases may have occurred in early January. According to our figures, the last one where we had onset of symptoms, going by that, is 14th of January.
The outbreak of the virus first occurred in early December in Kenya's northeastern province and has since spread to five other provinces. Health official Sharif says there has been 402 reported cases of Rift Valley fever, with 118 people dying from the virus. Northeastern province's medical services director, Omar Ahmad, tells VOA that his province has been hit the hardest. There are 357 cases in his area, with 100 reported deaths. Ahmad explains the measures health authorities took to contain the outbreak in his area.
We have employed around 40 staff to handle the situation, extra staff. We have created isolation areas in the hospitals. We have also brought in the specific protective equipment and the protective garments for the staff. We have done a lot of spraying of houses and sites where there's water. We have educated the community through radio, TV, all the media. We also banned the slaughter and consumption of animals in the province. Cow, goats, sheep, and camel.
Rift Valley fever is a virus that is transmitted from cattle to humans through mosquitoes. Major symptoms include fever, weakness, back pain, dizziness, vomiting, and weight loss. The condition is fatal in almost 5% of the cases. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。